Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. And as the man says, I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you for taking the time out of your life to come and join us this week. As with every single episode that we produce here, we're always out to make a difference with you, right? You know, it's been a typical couple of weeks for me. You know, I've been kind of scouring through the social media stuff and seeing what's going on there and listening to people's comments and listening to what people are stuck with and so on. And of course, I am working on yet another book. I'm just at the beginning of this book though, so it's quite a ways away. And, you know, I'm just dipping my toes into it. But it brings to mind, as I've been working on this book and I've been coaching a couple of people, actually. And as you know, I don't really coach as much as I used to, but I still like to coach occasionally, keep the muscle going, right? So I, you know, I come across this frequently from people, right? Like people want to make change, but they feel as if, you know, there's too much to handle, don't know where to start, feel as if, you know, they've kind of built a life and, you know, how do you work your way through that? How do you change a habit? How do you create new habits? How do you, and again, you know, all of these things in any subject matter you care to choose, right? I mean, if you're out to cause a breakthrough, if you like, in your self-expression, right? Now, again, you guys know this. I don't do psychology, right? So in psychology, somebody might say you're introverted, right? In ontology, there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's not a thing. Okay, introverted is not a thing. It's not a way of being.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome back to the second part of the show. This is actually a question this week. I've covered this, right? I've covered this. But the nature of what I do is, you know, these questions come up frequently. People come in, you know, at certain parts of the conversation. I've talked about these things in the past, but they're always, some of these questions are just worthy of taking a deeper cut at, okay? So this came in the form of a text. The person did not leave their name. But they said, I'm new to Unfuck Nation, so this may have been covered in an episode I haven't listened to yet. But my question is, how can I empower my husband to acknowledge and work through his childhood trauma? I'm on a path of self-improvement and our 30-year marriage is struggling because I'm changing and he is not. He repeats behaviors that he's used his entire life because he won't acknowledge them, let alone attempt to heal himself. Okay. All right. So if you know anything about these questions, I kind of pick them apart, right? And I pick them apart because I want the person who gives me the question to see the language they're using. Because in the language that we're using, there's a whole story in there, right? That I would use this word and not that word, and that phrase and not that phrase. I'm painting a picture for somebody, okay? So there's a couple of things here. The most obvious thing is you can't make somebody change who doesn't want to change. Okay, you cannot, right? Doesn't work that way. There are conversations you can have with people and you can let them know, listen, I love you so much. I'm going to keep having these conversations. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep having them. And you might find me really fucking annoying. And that's how it rolls. So that's one aspect, right? But you said, okay, and this is something I want to draw your attention to, okay? You said, I'm on a path of self-improvement. And our 30-year marriage is struggling because I'm changing and he is not. Man, there's so much juice in that. There is so fucking much in there, right? Just by that little group of words. I'm on a path of self-improvement and our 30-year marriage is struggling because I'm changing and he is not. Here's the deal. You can't be changing. You can't. It's a flawed logic. Because you still see him through the same eyes. You're still seeing the same person. You ain't changing. You might be feeling a little bit better about yourself, but I think what you're doing, right? And then someone's going to be straight with you. I think you're elevating yourself. I think you're making yourself out to be better or more advanced. And you might not say that, and you might not even have said that to yourself. But if you kind of look at the nature of what you're saying, that's kind of like the undercurrent. It's kind of like what's in the unsaid, right? I'm changing and he is not. So you're in a state of observation. He repeats behaviors. You're in a state of observation. He won't acknowledge them, let alone attempt to blah, blah, blah. You're in a state of observation. Now, so you're still looking at him through the same eyes, which means the eyes haven't shifted. How do I do that? Well, look, there's lots of transformational work out there, lots of workshops. You know, an awful lot of my work, Do the Work, as a book, you know, where you could, it's a workbook where you get into some of the things that you're hanging on to, some of the opinions and judgments and beliefs you're hanging on to. And, you know, you get, you kind of dig into why you're hanging on to them and what's it going to take from you to move on from that. Right. So that's an aspect. I'm going to throw a little something and balance this out though, of course. Your husband might be engaging in behaviors that are destructive. So he could be, you know, doing drugs to a certain degree, alcohol to a certain degree. He may be gambling. He might be, you know. So he might be doing things that are destructive, right? So when people are engaging in behaviors that are objectively destructive, objectively. Right, so you may have like a fucking flaming temper and he might be violent. That's objectively destructive. Okay, he, like I said, he might consume copious amounts of alcohol. That's objectively destructive. Right? Gambles everything he earns. It's objectively destructive. Right? You can point to that and say it's objectively destructive. A lot of times in relationships, we talk about destructive behaviors. And it's really just people getting dug in about who's right. They won't agree with me. They won't change. They won't do what I want to do. Da, 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 da. That's just the battle for who's right. When you kind of pare it all back, when you take all the junk away, you find people, like I would say, I've been doing this a long time. I've just lost count the number of times I've had people come to me on the verge of divorce, divorced, in the middle part, which is the ugly part, heading towards divorce. And when it gets down to it, I would say, I can't put a number on it, but the vast majority of those people were in an argument to see who was right. the vast majority, it was rarely something else. Sometimes you'd come across somebody, you know, who whatever, you know, were abusing this or abusing that, and then you could connect it to some childhood issue, right? So that's kind of two big bits that I've just gave you there, right? The last part I'm going to give you, and this is for everybody. Number one, when I said at the beginning, you can't make somebody change, right? But I also did add that little piece where I said, but, you know, if you've got a big commitment to them living a great life and you think there are things that are in the way of that, then you might say to them, I'm going to just fucking keep bringing this up. And that's just how that rolls, okay? You got to learn to talk in people's language, right? I mean, you know, my success with my books and the podcast and all that sort of stuff, I speak a certain way that appeals to a bunch of people. Like, I'm speaking their fucking language. Like, that's how I want to fucking hear that news. I don't want to hear that news like that way. I want to hear it the way that he said it, because the way he said it makes sense for me, lands for me, and it kind of like, I feel like then I should maybe do something. But if somebody else had said it in the way that they would say it, I'm like, meh. All right, no, listen. Don't care. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't ring my bell. So, you know, when I used to do workshops years and years and years ago, you had to be really facile. You had to be really good on your toes. Yeah. Getting, kind of maneuvering the message with certain people in such a way that it would land for that person. I'll tell you right now, you use the word trauma with an awful lot of men, they'll just roll their fucking eyes at you. They'll just roll their eyes. They're just like, rah, 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 rah. Right. Now, if you're dealing with somebody who, and I'll use the anger thing because it's very common with people, actually, but you find it, you know, frequently with men, but it's very common with women too. You'll see anger fairly prevalent, okay? I'll tell you the question you ask that person who deals with anger a lot. What's it like for you to have to deal with that all the time? What's it like to you for you to live your life annoyed? Or just pissed off? What's it like? Just tell me what it's like. And I'll tell you what they'll say. It's fucking shit. That is your opening. So in other words, I'm going to give you guys the keys to the kingdom. You got to really fucking listen. If you ever want to have a conversation with somebody about something that might be sensitive to them or in fact they've resisted it, you got to pick your moments. You got to wait until the opening's there. You got to wait until there's that little doorway and you're like, this is it. This is the moment where we talk about this because you're dealing with it right now. And I can see you dealing with it right now. Another great time to deal with it, by the way, is after the moment. It's to say, remember the other day when you were da-da-da? Listen, that's those times, right? You gotta find somebody or find some methodology or something that will work for you to really help you with that. So you gotta speak to people in their language, and timing is of the absolute essence, right? But if you keep comparing your development to his development, your marriage is heading for a divorce. It's going there. So if you keep comparing your development to his, you're going to head straight for a divorce. You know, it was like, so the person who put this question, and I know you didn't leave your name, and I know you haven't listened to a lot of the podcasts, but, you know, I completely reinvented my relationship to my mom. And how I did it was I finally saw what it was like for her. Now, you know, I had a fucking lifetime of talking about what it was fucking like for me, because when I looked at what it was like for me, I'm thinking, this is fucking shit. But then I started to get what it was like for her. And then I started to see her through different eyes, and then she didn't have to do shit. She could keep, and she had all her childhood things and all of her ways of being and acting and all of her upsets and all of her that. And they kept going, right? Her development didn't have to be anywhere near mine. My development was that I finally found peace in the middle of all of that, and she didn't have to change. That was my development. I could go and be around her and no upset, nothing. Just be around her. And she could do her thing, and I felt great about being there. It was great to be there and be around her. And I'm so glad I did it when I did it, because, you know, she passed, and, you know, but I got many years of just feeling this great sense of relief and freedom to express my love. You know, so for you, yeah, you got to get off that treadmill of comparing, judging how he's doing what he's fucking doing, and then get committed. You know, if you're committed to supporting him, not making him do something, but supporting him while you're developing, and that, if you're really committed to it, it'll take as long as it fucking takes. Could take you 6 weeks to cause a breakthrough, could take you 6 months to cause a breakthrough, could take you 6 minutes, 6 seconds. Right? And then keep working on yourself. Keep doing this. Keep peeling away the layers until you're the one with the new eyes. All right, that's it for this week's episode at The Nation. Thank you for that question. Again, for anybody else who's got a question for The Nation, connect at GaryJohnBishop.com or 646-450-3203. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, whatever you are. Have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.